So the Democratic Party don't care that you know that they don't care about your life. They don't care about the illegal aliens, that they will put your life at get you killed in order to get the vote, maintain the power. They're letting you know that they lied to you about the border. They tell you it's not right that we need a wall around the borders, and you have dumb people going around repeating that. Like, you don't know common sense doesn't dictate that, yes, you put a wall around the borders, you keep troops on the borders to stop illegal aliens from coming from these asshole countries and killing you and getting free stuff. It's weird what's going on right now. It's really mind-blowing. It's amazing. And that nasty woman, black woman, Kamala Harris, we don't know if she's white or black. Her mom is white. She's married to a white man, but she pretends to care about black people by giving them free pot and free stuff. They don't care that you know that they're legalizing pot to not only demoralize you, but to dumb you down with drugs so that you don't think clearly and vote for them. They can lie to you. We need families back, folks. We need to rebuild the family. Men need to come back to their natural state of being, get married, and guide their wives and children in the right way to go. It's so bad with the colleges that conservatives have been literally prevented from speaking at them. You pay taxes for it. They don't care if the lying liberals go in and speak, the radical homosexuals, the radical nasty Black Lives Matter go in, an organization that was founded by black lesbians and black homosexuals and dirty, evil white liberals. They go in and speak with your tax dollars and my tax dollars. But if a conservative go, they are not allowed. To the point that President Trump, the great white hope, signed an executive order on Thursday aimed to ensure that college campuses will continue to uphold free speech for everyone. You think Obama would have done that? No. Obama's worse than Black Lives Matter. Obama and Black Lives Matter are worse than the KKK. Black was safer with the KKK than they are with Black Lives Matter and people like Obama and Big Mama Michelle and the whole so-called civil rights leaders. But look at black. You hear the black men calling here, some of the black women. They're not free thinkers. The men sound like women. They're not standing up and saying, no, this is wrong, ladies. We got to do it right. They sound like complaining, lying women who want something free. They're just like their mothers. This order that the president signed is in response to growing concern from conservative voters who have realized that colleges and universities have become too liberal and anti-conservative. This executive order threatened to withhold billions of dollars in research funding if the colleges are unable to cooperate with maintaining free speech. It's interesting, speaking of free speech, conservatives and Christians and white men are losing free speech, while liberals, blacks, whites, Muslims, radical homosexuals, all the dirty people are maintaining free speech for themselves. They can accuse you. They can lie. They can say whatever they want about you and get away with it. No loss of jobs, no loss of businesses, nothing. But if a conservative Christian, a white person did it, it's over. And the white people, the Christians and the conservatives take it. As a matter of fact, when the left jump on conservatives and Christians, the so-called right help the left destroy you, or at least try to. I realize also that if you love what's right more than anything else, with all your heart, soul, and might, that you love God, and that is first in your life. If these children of the lie take your wealth away, your job away, they can't take your life away. They can't take your perfect peace. And so you got to learn to let seeking the kingdom of God and what's right be the most important thing. Then when they come after you, you can stand up to them. Because when one door closes, another will open. God is in control of all things, and he definitely loves his children. And not all people are children of God. He loves his children, both boys and girls, men and women. He'll take care of you. But you got to let him be first and not Satan. This is from C-SPAN / USA Today. The president's opening statement about the funding of universities and free speech.
Today we're delivering a clear message to the professors and power structures trying to suppress dissent and keep young Americans, and all Americans, not just young Americans, like Ellen and Caitlin and Polly, from challenging rigid far-left ideology. People who are confident in their beliefs do not censor others. We don't want to censor others. They welcome free, fair, and open debate, and that's what we're demanding.
That's right. And there are, believe it or not, folks, there are conservative men and women who are starting to turn on the president because he's not doing it fast enough. He's not doing what they want, they think. They have not realized the pressure and the anti-American force, not only in this country, around the world, that's against this president. And yet, he's steadfast in what he's doing. And the people who are turning on the president can't even handle the little things in their own lives. And if they had the president's job, they would have given it a long time ago. President Trump said these institutions were anti-First Amendment.
But even as universities have received billions and billions of dollars from taxpayers, many have become increasingly hostile to free speech and to the First Amendment. You see it all the time. You turn on the news and you see things that are horrible. You see people being punched hard in the face.
Yep.
But he didn't go down. Taxpayer dollars should not subsidize anti-First Amendment institutions. And that's exactly what they are, anti-First Amendment. Universities that want taxpayer dollars should promote free speech, not silence free speech.
Amazing. I love this one, this next soundbite where the president encourages young Americans and students to continue to speak up for what is right.
To every student and young American here today, don't let anyone stop you from doing what you know is right, from asking questions, from challenging the powerful, or from speaking your mind. And that's the primary reason we're here right now. You're going to speak your mind. You're going to be fair. You're going to be reasonable. You're going to do it well. And you're going to speak your mind.
That's right.
Never, ever quit.
That's right.
Never give in. And never back down. Keep standing up for your values, for your classmates, and for your country.
That is so true, folks. Because when you back down just a little, you're giving them the authority over you. If you notice the children of the lie, don't back down. And the reason they don't back down because they keep on pushing and intimidating you because you're backing down. You got to stop backing down. The truth is greater than the lie. It has more power, more force than the lie, but you back down and you don't know it. Look at the president not backing down. Trump believes this executive order will make life on college campuses easier.
You have just a tremendous future ahead of you, and this will make it a lot easier. And you get that point of view across. And listen to the other point of view. Maybe you can be changed and maybe not. I doubt it. But ultimately,
right.
It brings people together. So congratulations. I'll sign right now.
Amazing. And I want to warn you, you can listen to the lying media, the lying Democrats, the lying Republicans, rhinos, and allow this man to be voted out, you're going to pay in ways that you can't even imagine. Remember what happened when the fallen Messiah was in the White House. It was all hell to pay. There were points when most Americans thought we could never get our country back. That was over for the people of good. Now you're having a chance. This man, this great white hope, has proven himself. And think about it. Come 2020, you listen to the media, you listen to these lying, whiny, godless, dirty Democrats. It's over for you folks, especially the Christians, white people, and especially white straight people. And even if the white non-straight people should speak out against the people of color, it's over. Look how afraid the Democrats are of that black Muslim woman in Congress right now. This woman, Omar, she hates America and she hates Israel. And now the rest of the Democratic Party got to go along with her. Even if they don't agree, they still have to go along with her. They're afraid. And whites are especially afraid of colors, the colored people. Wake up, America. Speak up before it's all gone.